Welcome to Inspirational Living with Shonda Jenkins. Are you ready to rediscover you? On this show, I share stories from my own personal experiences, knowledge from spiritual teachers, mindfulness leaders, and philosophers, guiding people to inner healing, self-discovery, and self-love. If you're tired of feeling stuck in cycles from your subconscious programming, or you feel like your life lacks a sense of purpose, tune in today while I share with you another tip on how you can live a more fulfilling, joyful, and purposeful life. Before we get into this episode, I want to share with you guys that I wrote a book. It's called Finding My Happy Place, inspiring you to live a happy life. Finding My Happy Place is meant to inspire you to go on your own journey and free yourself from society beliefs of who you are and who you should be and how you should live your life. I used to struggle with people pleasing, insecurities, and feelings of unworthiness until one day I decided it was enough. This book is meant to inspire you to get your power back so that you can be the best version of yourself and find happiness in the process. Because each day you wake, when you fill your mind with inspiration, more incredible things will happen for your life. This book is more than inspiration and motivation. It's a self-development book meant to propel you to create the changes you want to see in your life. So are you ready for changing your life? Do you need a daily dose of motivation? And are you ready to be inspired? This book is here to help you live a happier and fulfilled life. The book is available on Amazon. I have paperback for only $10. The hardcover is only $15. And if you have Kindle Unlimited, it's $0. Or $5 for the ebook. So if you're ready to live a more happier and fulfilled life, check out my book, Finding My Happy Place, inspiring you to live a happy life. All right, you guys, let's get into today's episode. Welcome back to Inspirational Living. I'm your host, Shonda Jenkins, and this month's theme is about helping you connect to your divine feminine. So whether it's healing the divine feminine or activating divine feminine, as we close up this theme, I'm going to be talking about my challenges with embracing the feminine energy and some tips to help you get started with embracing feminine energy. And so we shared a lot from all our guests about what is feminine energy, but if you're new to the show, I want to touch briefly about what is feminine energy. So feminine energy isn't just female. Feminine energy is something that we have inside of us. So we have feminine energy and we have masculine energy. And so the feminine energy is about the slowing down and just relaxing and letting things flow. And then the masculine side is more of our grinding mode. And so I want to talk a little bit about my struggle with it. It's like, as a mom to three children, sometimes it can be challenging to just make time to just relax. If I'm relaxing, I'm thinking about them. If I'm not thinking about them, I'm thinking about my chores or things I need to do for my business, just everything else besides just relaxing. And it's very difficult sometimes to relax because I'm always thinking about what I need to do next. And the reason why a lot of people struggle with this is because we live in a world where it's always driven to just go, go, go. No sleep. I'll sleep when I'm dead. Just running off of 4 hours of sleep. It's just the lifestyle we have created in this world as a way to get to success. And what I found is that grinding, that constant push, 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 is not really going to get you to where you want to go. Honestly,
there is a time and a place to take action, but there's also a time and a place to let things flow. And when we're trying to keep grinding, we're actually are trying to control, trying to create the outcome, because some part of it within us believe that we have to work like this to get the results that we want. And you always hear life is hard, you gotta work hard. And it really has created this belief within all of us that we have to be working hard to get the results that we want. There's so many people that are creating the lifestyle that they want without working hard. And now, you have to get up and take action. But nothing is supposed to be hard for us. And when we're always in our go-go masculine energy, then that's when we suffer from burnouts. That's when we suffer from adrenal fatigue. That's when we suffer from restless sleep. That's when we suffer from anxiety and stress and high blood pressure. We suffer from all of these illnesses because we're not making time to take care of ourselves. And for someone who has suffered from all of those conditions, except for high blood pressure, I understand that when I look back at the times where I was grinding, gotta do this, gotta do that, I was always feeling like I was spinning. Like my wheels was constantly spinning. I had to think about the next thing. And it was really hard for me to just sit down and relax and allow things to just come to me. So part of the feminine energy is also understanding the receiving side of what we want. Because, you know, you ask and then you receive, right? And we're always asking but not allowing things to flow to us. The receiving side is the feminine side that we need to embrace. There's putting in the effort, then there's allowing things to flow to us. And there's a balance between those two that you have to embrace. Because if you don't embrace it, then you're going to always find yourself wore out, tired, constantly with that mantra, you gotta work hard, life is hard. But life is not hard. You do not have to work hard. You have created this narrative. You have created this belief. You have wired yourself to this understanding of what it means to be successful. And when I talk about success, this is not about a certain amount of money. This is basically about having that balance in your life. Having a life that feels at peace. Because you can have all the money in the world and still not be at peace. And you can have no money and still not be at peace. It's about having that balance in your spiritual, in your physical, your mental, your emotional, your relational. Everything in your life is in balance. And there's going to be challenges. I'm not saying that there's never going to be a time in life that you are not faced with something. But when you become in balance and create that success, you actually understand how to deal with those challenges that life gives you. And so, there's times when I try to control my children, I try to control my husband. And it's not in a way that is like rude. It's like, hey, I need to cut the lights off. Hey, I need to do this. Hey, you need to do that. Hey, did you do that for the kids? It's not like I'm being mean when I say it, but when I'm always barking orders, that is me controlling. That is me trying to make them do what I want them to do. When the truth is, now, this is not to negate that you don't tell your kids to follow rules. This is to basically say that you also have to understand that you cannot control people. You cannot control outcomes. You can only control you and how you react to those outcomes. So, always feeling like you need to control things is affecting you from actually allowing things to come to you. And you might be thinking, like, Shonda, how is controlling affecting me from receiving? Because you're trying to control everything in your life. And when you receive, you're only able to receive when you allow yourself to receive. But you're controlling how you receive, when you receive, every single moment. And nothing can't just come to you. There's opportunities. There's people who want to help you. There's so many things in life that wants to do for you, but you're so busy. You're so busy trying to control things. You're so busy planning everything. And you're so busy that you don't even take time to relax. There's so many people that are burned out. Mental health is at an all-time high. Not even just in adults, it's also in children. The constant struggle, the constant need to be doing something. We have lost the ability to make time to relax. We have created this belief around what it looks like and why you shouldn't do it. We have created these words to describe people who make time to relax. Asking people why you want to relax. I don't got time to relax. I need to make money. You don't make money, you earn money. And there's so many ways that we can earn money if we just sit down and really be with ourselves. To sit down and allow yourself to move slow, to be present, to start to get into your receiving energy so that you can stop finding yourself in the same place next year. You want something different. You want a new life. You want to have all these things. And I'm not saying that you don't take action. I'm saying you've been working so hard because you created this belief that you have to. So you have made your life difficult by having that belief that you have to work hard, that you have something to prove. When you do not, you're already valuable. You're already enough. Taking time every day to really be with yourself, to ask yourself, what is it that is happening in your life? What is it that you're not allowing yourself to receive? What is it? What's right about this and what's not right about this? Being in the question is allowing you to start activating that feminine side of you. Your intuition. You listening to yourself. You start to feel within your body the right thing to do. Now, don't mean you're going to always make the right choice. But it's okay. Because you're going to be kind to yourself when things don't work out. So, if you haven't been resting, if you haven't been taking time to allow calmness, if you're always in that go-go mode, I want to invite you to take time every single day to be with yourself. 5 minutes in the morning, just sit. Don't do nothing, just sit. When you wake up, just sit and start to tune within. Connect with your heart space and breathe into it. And just allow yourself to sit. If your mind starts to wonder, it's okay. Thank your mind for wondering. Thank your mind that it is here. And then go back to reconnecting with your heart. And you breathe in and you breathe out. And allow yourself to feel your breaths within you. And then when you do that for 5 minutes, get up and start your day. And then before you go to bed, do the same thing. You sit with yourself, breathe in, breathe out, connect to your heart space. Allow yourself to connect with yourself. Feel them within your body, from your head to your toes. And just be with yourself. And if you want, you can whisper affirmations, but it's not required. Take time to really tune within yourself. Before you answer questions, tune in within your body. Before you answer yes or no to doing something, tune into your body. Your body is always communicating with you. And part of activating the divine feminine is about listening to yourself. It's about saying no to things that don't serve you and saying yes to things that excite you. And being willing to just bet on yourself. And understanding that it is okay to relax. It is okay to rest. It is okay because you are enough. So as you go about your day and as you go about your week, focus on ways that you can invite more calm, more connection with yourself throughout your day. Because the divine feminine is in you. And where you're constantly rejecting it, because you're so focused on that go, 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 that grind, no sleep until you dead, then you're actually pushing yourself away from what is here to support you. It's about having that balance of that go, but that relax. It's about having that balance of yes to my life, no to things that don't serve me. It's about having that balance to action and relaxation. You create that balance within yourself. But you have to first embrace the rest. Embrace this season. And it's hard. Trust me. I decided that I'm going to take a break and just focus on my podcast and not really do my business right now. There's a lot that I have experienced last year, and this year I just really want to just be in my feminine energy, allow myself to relax, allow myself to rest, allow myself to just be, and not really worry about where life is taking me, because life can always surprise you, and sometimes it's good, and sometimes it's not so good. But I am allowing life to surprise me. So just taking a break is okay. No one judging you. And if they are, it doesn't matter. What matters is you taking care of you. Alright, you guys. We're going to wrap up this month's theme, Embracing the Divine Feminine. We had several guests come on our show sharing ways that you can start connecting to your divine feminine, how to heal the divine feminine, and what it is. We finished up wrapping up the show with me sharing my story and how you can embrace your divine feminine. If you enjoyed today's episode, then make sure you like, share, and leave me a review. Because remember, every time you leave a review, everyone gets to see it, and that's what draws people to my podcast. If you think this has been helpful for you, also write a comment below. This podcast is available on Spotify, Apple, and all major platforms, so you can interact with it, whatever platform you're on. Alright, you guys, thank you for tuning in today. I hope that you'll start embracing your divine feminine and that you take some of the tips from these episodes this month and start applying them to your life. And also, help someone else, because you know, when we help each other, that's how we raise the consciousness. All right, you guys, next month is all about embracing the masculine energy. So if you already subscribe, stay tuned to the next episode next week. And I hope you guys have an amazing day.